Hey there, Guru Catherine here, and today I want to talk about the future of blockchain as I see it, and some would say the future of the internet. And we want to be careful when we use those phrases, because let's back up a little bit and let's talk about what really is the internet and what really is blockchain, and then we'll get to the future as I see it, just my own opinion. So the internet itself is really a set of computer equipment and a set of software. And I feel like I need to back up that far. I really do. Because what we think of the internet today, you have servers and you have routers and various other equipments. And we think about those servers, right? We call systems centralized. And what does that mean? It just means that there's a computer, a very large computer called a server, usually in a rack, usually in a data center somewhere. And it's sitting there as one, it may be a cluster of several, but think of it as one server that's just serving up everything to whoever wants it. So Twitter, Facebook, Amazon, LinkedIn, you know, all your favorite places are centralized. Their code sits in one spot and gets served up to whoever wants it. And because of that, they have a lot of overhead. You've got to pay for that server space. That's not free. They have buildings and employees, and that's expensive. So it's a centralized organization, and it's operating on a centralized server. So everything's served up from that one point. So because of that, they've got immense control over what goes on there. And then you end up with issues of deplatforming, censorship, who gets to decide what is true, what is not, who gets to decide, who gets to say what, on which platform, and these interesting questions, which I'm going to save for another video because that's a whole thing. But focusing back on this centralized nature, it causes that centralized entity, the Amazons, the Facebooks, the LinkedIn, Twitter, etc. of the world, to be this kind of third party man in the middle. And they're the intermediary, usually, between two groups of people that want to do business together or want to communicate or whatever, right? You're sending a message. People want to hear your message. And this centralized entity is sitting in the middle deciding if that's going to happen or not, or profiting off of that, or whatever it happens to be. Or like in the case of Amazon, somebody wants to sell something, you want to buy something. That's really just between the two of you, and Amazon sits in the middle and mediates that and takes a cut of the profit because they've got bills to pay because they're centralized. So then along comes blockchain. And what is that really? It's just a distributed ledger. Okay, what is that really? What that means is instead of one centralized server that's got the software on it and is serving it up to whoever wants it, instead of that sitting on one server in a data center somewhere, that software that's getting served up to everybody is sitting on a whole peer-to-peer network, a whole network of smaller computers. Now, they might be, those small computers could look like anything. It could look like a laptop in somebody's apartment. It could look like a virtual machine in a data center. But it's each individual node, as they call it in the peer-to-peer network, is owned by somebody. Is owned by somebody who has chosen as an individual to be a part of that network. So it's a network of these, think of them as a network of smaller computers, of everyday type computers. Obviously in the realm of Bitcoin, that's a different story, but we're going to leave that one out for now. All of the proof of stake systems they can run on, most of them can run on fairly average laptops. Geode is so lightweight, you can run it on just an average. You can even run it on like an old laptop. So that's what blockchain really is. So then you end up with these different chains. So you end up with, Bitcoin has a chain, Ethereum has a chain, Solana has a chain, Cardano has a chain, Geode has a chain. And so what you're really saying there is most people confuse the crypto with the blockchain. The crypto is, think of it as an application that runs on the blockchain. The blockchain is the infrastructure. You have the peer-to-peer system of nodes, which is running the blockchain software. And with that, you can do all kinds of interesting applications. One crypto is one application that you can run on that. You don't have to, but you can. And you can have all kinds of other apps like we see in Geode. And so anyway, you end up with these different chains. So you have, a lot of people will think, oh, that one chain is better than another, or one chain is the future. And that's because we come from this history where we think of the internet as one thing. We think of, the internet, when really it's these sort of clusters of connected internets all over the place. If you actually look at a map of it, it's really fascinating. You have these fibers running undersea between continents to make this connectivity happen here that we're all enjoying right now. And so that's the history we come from. So we seem to think of, that in the end, in the future of blockchain, it's going to be one chain. And then everybody picks their favorite chain and the war begins. And the whole thing is approached as this, like this war, this adversarial, my chain's better than your chain sucks, our chain is the future of everything, and it's this, fun yang approach to everything that's very adversarial from step one. I don't actually think that's what the future looks like. I think the future of blockchain looks like all the chains working together. Well, how do you do that? So each chain out there, whether it's Bitcoin, Lightning, Ethereum, Solana, Cardano, Polkadot, Geode, the rest of them, they have something unique. They have something that's unique and interesting about them and useful about them. They have different apps that are running on them. And the ideal scenario is that they should talk. And we start to see this with Polkadot. Polkadot and their parachains. So Polkadot is a relay chain, not to throw another concept in here. But Polkadot is set up specifically to allow to be like a wheel hub that allows a whole bunch of other chains to connect to it and to talk to each other through it. And recently, testing and getting to an interesting place with cross-chain communication amongst those parachains, they call them. So it's starting to give the example of what that could look like. And then you've got this concept called bridges that came along. And bridges are just pieces of software that allow two chains to talk to each other. And this has been a pretty popular place to attack between chains this last year and a half, 2 years or so. But it's important. And I do believe the industry will eventually figure it out. We'll eventually figure out how to bridge in a secure manner between chains. It'll get there, right? You gotta start out being not so great at something before you get great at something. And so bridges will come along. And at that point, we really get to where multiple chains can be talking to each other so that one app over here can call another app over here and things can operate between. And I think that's what the future of many applications on the internet is going to look like today. So the internet as we know it today it's still going to look the same. You still need that underlying infrastructure. You still need the telecommunications infrastructure that is the internet on which blockchain rides, right? Because it, you don't have blockchain if you don't have internet, right? You need the connectivity, basic connectivity, in order for this whole network of peer-to-peer nodes to be talking to each other. How do they talk to each other? Over the internet. So the internet will look pretty much like it does. I'm thinking like 10 years out. It'll look like it looks right now. But you'll have the rise of, I believe, the majority of your favorite apps that you think of now, social media apps, marketplace apps, messaging apps, will go decentralized as apps on blockchains in a world where blockchains are interoperable with each other. And I think it'll be a world of lots of chains for lots of reasons. You'll have businesses that have their own chains. You will have nonprofit organizations that may have their own chains. And different people, different projects will make their own choice. Is it right for them to have their own chain or simply be an app on someone else's chain? And everybody will make those choices going forward. So I think there are room for thousands. There are places for thousands of chains in the future. And I do believe they'll be interoperable. So that's what I think the future looks like. That's my own opinion. So tell me what you think. You can message me at my website, KatherineColleen.com, and that is linked down below. You can also find me on all your favorite platforms. So reach out to me there and tell me what you think the future of blockchain looks like. And I look forward to Geode playing a huge part in that future. That's all for today. See you next time.